So the ever-present sense of obligation, then, connected to our moral awareness, and it indicates an obligation to the divine lawgiver and judge. And we see this in Leviticus 19:2 and 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. Why is there such an obligation to an unseen arbiter communicating through the conscious? Well, because God is also our creator. He's our de facto owner. He's able to have the rightful possession of our person. We are not our own. We belong to an all-powerful, all-knowing Lord and Master of the universe. Right. And it's kind of, it's just the way things are type deal.
So notice, without that, I can do anything I want, and it's good or bad depending on whatever I think it is, right?
Yeah.
Because nobody owns me. I'm my own person. And so if I, you know, I can love people or I can eat people. Right. It doesn't matter if indeed there is no God, there is no, you know, law, universal law. Now, there might be social, you know, state laws that are against it, but that's just what people think. Right.
Right.
Well, I have my own.
That's
thoughts.
Might makes right.
Yeah.
That's can they hold me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you
and
know,
so what makes it wrong, yeah, he's suggesting here, is that it's committed against the creator, who is, for all practical purposes, the one who made us and owns us,
right,
and so we have an obligation to him.
Like any good libertarian, it comes down to property rights, and God holds all the property. So.
That's right.
So it follows, then, that if God is the source of objective moral standards, then he himself must be characterized by moral perfection. So in 1 John 1:5, it says, God is light, in him there is no darkness at all.
Mm.
He is the unchanging norm of what is true and right in all places, times, and cultures, a God whose reality is unaltered by the ebb and flow, the relativity of life, unaffected by private perceptions or internal psychology, or who's the most important person on YouTube telling us how to live, or telling us to make our bed, or to shirk off the chains of this mortal coil and come join him on the other side of a meteorite that's has a UFO. So all this is inconsequential to what the rule giver gives us.
It's nonsense.
This explains why Paul, after detailing the catalog of human depravity in Romans 3, 9-20, gives our fundamental condition this way: for all have sinned and done what? Now, fallen from their own ideal of what's they consider right and wrong, it's fallen short of the glory of God. He's the standard. He's what we measure ourselves up against, and unfortunately, we fail. And so there's no hope. We're unmatched. But that's still, even if there is no out, no sense of redemption. Although Scott Christensen in the last chapter told us redemption is a critical part of the story of right, this answer.
Yeah.
There's still a standard, a ruler, like a measuring stick that we put ourselves up against, and we go, oh, 11 inches. Well, we were almost there. Oh, but we're not a good ruler in that way. 12.
Yeah.
For us Americans, I guess.